It's Brian Noonan in for Nick on 720 WGN. If you are a fan of film in Chicago, well, worldwide film, but if you're in Chicago, you need to get to the Chicago International Film Festival, which runs October 13th to the 27th. I know a little bit because I've read some things, but two men who know so much about the festival join me now. First, we say hi to Sam Flancher. He is the competition's coordinator and the short films programmer. And Alex Vasquez is with us also. He is the After Dark programmer, which is horror movies, and the showrunner for the festival. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me this morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
So this is, I can't believe it, the 52nd year for the Chicago International Film Festival. Alex, since you're the competitions coordinator, or Sam, since you're the competitions coordinator, how many movies do you guys have to watch to get to the point now to fill this the roster that people will see over the 14 days at the festival?
Well, it's a pretty big number. I think when the programming department tallied them all up, it was around 5,000 with short films and documentaries and feature films all rolled into one. It was around 5,000 this year.
So are you guys already watching films for next year's festival?
Not quite. We're still busy with this year's festival, but around January, the programming process starts. So it is most of the year we are busy, hunkered down, watching movies.
So since you both program different segments of the festival, Alex, when you're watching these horror movies for the After Dark section of the festival, what are you looking for? What is it about a film that you say, you know what, we have to include this?
Well, it's a number of things, actually. And I think it, maybe Sam can also attest to this, but I think it crosses all genres, no matter what we're watching and no matter for what program. It has something about it that either sparks conversation in the office or it sparks some sort of passionate reaction. It doesn't even mean that everybody loves every single movie that we're watching, but that it inspires something in us, that it makes us think, oh, we need to show this to people, or there's something special about this, or there's something unique about this that there's some reason maybe we don't this maybe isn't something that people will get to see every day either. It'll maybe, you know, get them thinking outside the box or watching something maybe even a little something outside their comfort zone that. You know, they have a really special time at the movies and that they, you know, that they have a memorable time with us at the festival.
How, when you're watching these films, is it important if a film has, you know, been at other festivals? Does that put a little something in your head to go, oh, well, this one might be something? Or do you kind of try to push that aside and just look at each film individually on its own merits?
You go ahead, Alex. Oh, I was going to say, I try to look at everything based on its own merit, but if it has some sort of festival play, it sometimes piques interest in the office as well. I can echo that remark. I think sometimes if you're wavering about something or unsure, if you look back and see that the film has played around, it kind of gives you the confidence that somebody else saw the same kinds of things in the festival. Other programmers were responding to something that you are responding to, so it helps.
I think it was you, Alex, that mentioned comfort zone, getting people out of their comfort zone. Now, of course, the Chicago International Film Festival is going to draw film aficionados, but you want to pull in the regular movie-going public, too. Is it difficult to try to get people out of that comfort zone to say, hey, you know, you're used to going to these big studio movies, but there's some wonderful shorts, there's some documentaries, there's things here that you need to see. How do you draw those people in?
Well, with my program, at least, it's pretty easy because my program is what we call After Dark. So that's already implying, you know, the people who are interested in it probably already want something that's going to sort of rock their socks a little bit, you know, to see something a little bit scandalous or to see something kind of crazy on screen.
Right.
So that's what I really try to go for, to see something that even maybe kind of piques my interest or gets me out of my jaded, oh, I've seen it all kind of zone.
Now, Sam, with you, with short films, you know, there's people who love short films, but there's some people, and myself included, and I'll cop to this, Like even at the Academy Awards, I go, I don't, you know, short film, whatever. that doesn't mean they're not good. It just means I haven't been exposed to them. So how do you convince a guy like me who is open to watch them that, yeah, this is really cool. You need to come on in.
Well, I think it starts with sort of recognizing that the short film world has fewer rules than the feature film world. I mean, the running times are anywhere from, I mean, in the program this year, we have shorts as short as 5 minutes and as long as 30 minutes. So there are kind of fewer boundaries. So I think the festival does a really good job of packaging the shorts sort of alongside other, the shorts programs alongside features, and sort of we give them the same kind of weight. So we're asking audiences, hey, you can come see these excellent After Dark movies, but we also have an After Dark program of shorts. So we kind of guide viewers into coming to see the short films.
And when the folks go to ChicagoFilmFestival.com to pick up their tickets, are you buying tickets to individual features, or are you coming in for the day and you can go see as many films as you want, or as you can jam in?
Yeah, you are buying tickets to individual films or blocks of shorts programming. So basically, each shorts program is about 90 minutes long. Okay. So you can buy one ticket that will get you into a 90-minute program, or you're buying tickets to individual features. You can also buy passes that allow you to see 10 movies or 20 movies. You can buy a pass and then pick which films you want to go and see.
Well, there's a lot of buzz over opening night because you've got a big film coming in for the opening night on October 13th that hasn't been – it's making its world premiere at the Chicago – or premiered in Venice, right? But it's – you guys have it second or the big opener, La La Land?
Yeah, La La Land's our big – it's a Chicago premiere, and Damien Chazelle, the director, had a lot of success with his last movie, Whiplash. So we're very excited to be showing it.
So if people haven't heard of it, what is La La Land? Is it a?
You want to take this one, Sam? Yeah, I can take this one. It's a musical. We're doing a spotlight on musicals this year.
Sort of
throwback to the old Hollywood days when the song and dance sort of ruled the day. La La Land is starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. Emma Stone plays sort of a down on her luck actress in modern day Los Angeles, and Ryan Gosling is a jazz musician who's struggling as well. So it's just sort of a romance set in that backdrop, and it's told with a lot of pizzazz and flair. It's pretty fun.
Pizzazz and flair are two things that I enjoy the most.
Oh, good. Well, you should come on down.
It sounds great. So we got to talk more because there's so many things. You've got wonderful tributes, special guests, actors, and I want to get some highlights from you guys of both your programs, the short films and the After Dark, and so much more. Sam Flancher is here. He's a competitions coordinator and short films programmer, and Alex Vasquez is the After Dark programmer and the showrunner for the Chicago International Film Festival, which runs October 13th through the 27th at AMC River East 21, which at 322 East Illinois. Go to ChicagoFilmFestival.com to get all the information, the full lineup and everything. We'll talk more with the guys on the other side. This is a 720 WGN. Brian Noonan in for Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN, and we are talking film, in particular the Chicago International Film Festival, which runs October 13th through the 27th. You want all the information? Of course you do. Go to ChicagoFilmFestival.com. Sam Flancher is with me. He is the competitions coordinator and the short films programmer, and Alex Vasquez is here as well. He's the After Dark programmer and the showrunner for the festival. Guys, if we could, I want to go back to what we were talking about a little right before we went to the news. We're talking about opening night and how you're having the Chicago premiere of La La Land, this new musical starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. There's been a lot of talk about this movie already. People are already saying this could be a contender for Academy Award. How does a film like this get into the Chicago International Film Festival? Does the studio approach you? Do you guys reach out because you've heard about this from other festivals? How do these bigger films get into the festival?
Well, I think we do a lot of negotiations with studios, and we meet with them sort of throughout the year and sort of find out what's on their radar, and they can find out what we're sort of looking for. So this year, Spotlight being musicals, we kind of put a bug in the bigger studios' ears about, hey, this is what we're doing. if there's anything higher profile that you can send our way, that would be great. So it's sort of a back and forth all year long. It's a year-long process.
So, and forgive me if I put this in a coarse way, but do the studios then feel like they're doing the festival a favor, or is the festival really helping the studios because you're getting the word out about this film that they hope will go on to bigger and better things?
I think we help each other out in that kind of way, just because, I mean, you're already hearing buzz about La La Land, and that's because of its festival play, right?
Right. So yeah.
A film, prior to its theatrical release, can sort of generate this groundswell of support and buzz. So when it does get released theatrically, people are sort of chomping at the bit to see it.
And since La La Land is a big studio film, Closing Night is also another big studio film, Arrival, which has Amy Adams, who I love, and Jeremy Renner, who does a great job. What's Arrival about?
Arrival is a science fiction film, kind of in the vein of something like Contact, from back in 1995. Less about maybe the action packed aspect of making contact with extraterrestrials, and more about the actual communication between us and them, or something like Close Encounters, maybe a little bit more of the awe-inspiring family drama element of it. And it's from Denis Villeneuve, the director of Sicario last year with Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
He also did Prisoners with Hugh Jackman years back, so they were both pretty great successes for the studio. So this one's also making a lot of great studio buzz, or buzz from other festivals. It's another Chicago premiere. We're really excited about it.
And so you're opening and closing strong, and then there's 13 Days in the Middle, where you're strong with all the other great films that are coming up. You're also doing a lot of tributes in the film festival this year, as you do every year. One of them is to Steve McQueen, who was a director of 12 Years a Slave, and what that is commemorating something pretty big and monumental with the festival, right?
It is. It's the 20th anniversary of our Black Perspectives program, and so that's a program that has sort of highlighted African-American filmmaking talent for the past 20 years. And so Steve McQueen actually won the Gold Hugo, which is our top prize, for his first film, Hunger, at the festival back in, I think it was 2008. So we're really excited to have him join us and sort of celebrate 20 years of Black Perspectives.
That's very cool. And how much has that segment of film grown over the since the inception of the Black Perspective program?
Oh, I mean, it's been just astonishing growth. There's just the way film has opened up in the last the last decade, really, with technology sort of allowing anyone to make a movie. With you're seeing filmmakers from more diverse backgrounds constantly bubbling up to the top, and there's just a ton of talent there.
And now you mentioned Steve McQueen, and you've mentioned a couple times the musicals. How big is the musical footprint on the festival this year?
We have musicals sort of from all over the world. I think we have 10 this year.
Oh, wow.
If I'm not mistaken, if you include La La Land, our opening night film, we have 11 musicals all over the world, including both at home and abroad. Our other U.S. musical is the upcoming movie Trolls, starring Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick is the voice of those little trolls
crazy hair, the troll dolls.
The wigged trolls.
And that's a movie coming out now.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Yeah. An animated 3D. Yeah.
Who said Hollywood is running out of ideas?
Exactly.
Not me.
No, we would never say that. but we've also got musicals from Brazil. We have musicals from Israel, Poland, Belgium. We have, of course, and you can't do a musicals program without a Bollywood musical.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So we have one more really excited about, the Chicago premiere film called Mirzia, which is going to be quite the star-studded affair. And then one of the ones that I think is really interesting is an Israeli musical called the Junction 48, which is more of a hip hop musical.
Oh wow!
We're really exploring what the definition of a musical means today, because it used to, when people think musicals, they maybe think of something like La La Land, that really classical Hollywood kind of singing in the rain style.
Yeah.
Of musical, but it can, especially the way it's been more been played with all around the world, it can mean a whole lot of different things to different people. So,
well, sure, it can mean trolls.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why not? Did other countries seem to, or maybe I'm reading something. There seem to be more musicals from other countries than there are from the U.S. Is that accurate, or am I off? And what do you think that means? Do we not embrace musicals as much? Or maybe I just don't embrace musicals as much.
We looked at a couple of musicals from the United States, but because of our international focus, I think we really wanted to highlight some of the great work that's being done sort of all over the world. I mean, even in the short film world, I looked at probably about 50 short films that were musicals, that were not music videos, but they were musicals.
Wow.
So I think there's some work being done in the United States, too.
Now, you mentioned how the difference in how films are made when we were talking about the Black Perspectives program. One of the guests you've got coming on is Howard Tolman. He's the CEO of Tech Incubator 1871. So with all the new technology, how has that changed the way films are being made?
Well, I think Sam sort of mentioned it earlier, too, when he was talking about Black Perspectives. The way that films are being made, I think, in many ways sort of democratizes movie making, maybe a little bit more than it used to. That sense that, since the technology is becoming more available and maybe a little bit less expensive, it sort of really bolsters up that anybody can pick up a camera, put together some resources, and make something really special. And I think year after year, you're gonna see more and more of that, and also in places around the world where maybe it were not as not as easy to make a movie for whatever number of reasons, due to a lack of resources or a lack of an industry. That's really changing, and I think festivals like ours as well do our best with our international focus to try to bring the very best from around the world, and maybe from countries where you'd never expect a film to be, or expect to see a film from, to see something really great from them. I think the benefits work both here in the U.S. and all around the world, hopefully.
And when you talk about democratizing, the Chicago International Film Festival features dozens of different filmmakers. Some, we know by name, they're established, but a lot of newcomers that are getting their shot now to get their stuff out there so people can appreciate their art.
Well, yeah, it's one of the sort of cornerstones of the film festival since its inception in 1964 is our new directors competition. We really have always strove to highlight emerging talent, and every year our competition sort of selects usually between 10 and 15 films from directors, whether it be their first or second feature, so brand new filmmakers, and there's a competition between all those films, and there's just some really striking movies from, again, all over the world.
Talking with Sam Flancher and Alex Vasquez, they are in running the, well, let's say running, the Chicago International Film Festival. Sam is the competition's coordinator. I'll give you guys new titles. Who cares? Put it on your business card. And Alex is the After Dark programmer and the showrunner. I want to talk about the, when we come back, the competition jury president, which is a very big name that everybody will recognize, someone she's related to. And we'll talk about some of the other things. And then I want to get, since you guys are programmers of different segments, I want to get a highlight from the short films and a highlight, if you can. That's why I'm giving you a couple minutes, because I know it's probably like picking your favorite child. But get some of the highlights from each of your programs. We'll do all of that on the other side. Again, if you want to get to the Chicago International Film Festival, and why wouldn't you, go to chicagofilmfestival.com. NickAndSam.com to get all the ticket information and the full schedule. It runs October 13th through the 27th at AMC River East, 21322 East Illinois Street. So get there. We'll talk more with the guys and more about the Chicago International Film Festival on the other side. It's 720 WGN. Brian Noonan for Nick D on 720 WGN. Talking about the Chicago International Film Festival, which opens October 13th with the Chicago premiere of La La Land. It runs through October 27th. ChicagoFilmFestival.com for all the schedule, all the information, and all the ways to get in. Sam Flancher is with us. He's the competitions coordinator and the short films programmer. And Alex Vasquez is the After Dark programmer and the showrunner. Guys, I want to ask you about the main competition jury president. She has a last name that is very familiar.
Right. She does. She's the acclaimed actress Geraldine Chaplin. And Chaplin sort of rings a few bells in the film world.
Yes, he does. So she is coming in not only on her own merits, but she's coming to talk about her dad and some the films that he did.
She is. It's kind of it's a really special event we have planned for this year. She's going to be honored for her great work as an actress in like Dr. Zhivago and Nashville and The Forbidden Room and Welcome to L.A. She's had a great career on the screen, but she'll actually be at SNA Studios, which is where Charlie Chaplin shot his very first film. So it's going to be pretty exciting, and there'll be a lot of Chaplin talk to go around.
So she's being honored. Another honored guest is another name that film lovers will know. Peter Bogdanovich is going to be here.
That's right, yeah. He's here with a documentary that was recently made about sort of a lost film of his or an unsung film of his. The documentary is called One Day Yesterday, and we're actually really fortunate to have the director's cut of the film that the documentary is about. It's called They All Last.
Okay.
And Peter Bogdanovich will be on hand to talk along with both films, which is pretty amazing.
That sounds very cool. He's also getting the Gold Hugo Lifetime Achievement Award, correct?
Oh, he absolutely is, and he is just a trip to talk to. He's a film historian as well as a filmmaker, so he's got such a deep knowledge of the art form, and we're just so happy to have him.
All of these sound like wonderful panels to get to sit in on. How, if you were to advise people, can they still get into these panels, or are those already packed out?
Tickets are available for most of these still,
but they should get on it right now. Correct?
Yes, they'll go fast though. Yeah, I would act quickly.
So go to ChicagoFilmFestival.com. If you think, ooh, that sounds interesting, go get your tickets now because you don't want to be crying later that you couldn't get in. You've got some big-name actors coming, too, that people will know. One that stuck out, and this is, Alex, this is one of the films, in your program, the After Dark program, that I've seen, and it was creepy when it came out, and you guys are bringing it back. Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, Michael Rooker is going to be here.
Oh yes, I'm very, very, very excited about this event. We're world premiering a new restoration of the film.
Oh,
in anticipation of a new home video release, we'll have both Michael Rooker, the star, who I'm a very big fan of.
Yeah.
I think recent film fans will recognize him from the Guardians of the Galaxy. He's sort of been making a resurgence in big movies as well. He's a really great character actor. And for those who haven't seen Henry, I would highly recommend it. It is a Chicago classic film. It was shot here. It was made here. And the director, John McNaughton, will also be with us.
Cool.
I'll be having a Q&A after the film with both of them. And I think it's going to be, and again, for you know, but for those who haven't seen Henry, it's a really unique and uniquely terrifying experience.
Terrifying, creepy, those are all adjectives that fit that film perfectly, I think.
It is
crazy. Well, since I've got you, Alex, I gave you fair warning. Now, you've got a wonderful program for the After Dark program. As I said, I know of Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. I'm looking at this other list. If you had to pick a couple, other than Henry, which you already talked about, looking forward to that, what would you recommend if people were going to come and you say, all right, see the, if you're going to see any, see this one or two?
Oh, man. Like you said, that's a really difficult question. Because
I know. That's why I gave you a lot of time.
Well, I'll highlight a couple that sort of go beyond what people think of After Dark and what I sort of tried to, you know, it goes beyond just, you know, your run-of-the-mill horror movies.
Right.
I have a really exciting martial arts movie from Indonesia in here called Headshot, which is, you know, like, if anybody's seen the films, they're called The Raid. There's been a lot of really great films coming out of Indonesia, and especially martial arts films. A lot of really, really talented martial artists and some exciting bone-crunching action and amazing stunt work. There are just so many moments in this movie where I had to pick my jaw up off the floor because I couldn't believe what I had seen.
Nice.
Some of the stunt work going on in there. It sort of plays like The Bourne Identity. The main character has amnesia. He wakes up not knowing who he is, but there's this crime syndicate that's after him, and he learns very quickly that he is very, very good at hurting people very badly with his hands, and he sort of has to fight his way through the criminal underworld to rediscover his past, figure out what happened to him.
I'm sold. That's sounds right up my alley. Now, please tell me this is subtitled and not with the bad voice dubbing.
Oh yes, no, it is subtitled.
Okay,
all
good.
These movies are subtitled.
Good. I don't want to see the mouth move and then the dialogue come out a minute later.
Oh yeah, no, nothing like that.
All right, so we're going to After Dark. We're going to see Headshot. We're going to see Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, and then because I want to broaden my horizons, and I know there's some shorts in the After Dark program as well, but I want to wander over, Sam, to your program, the Short Films program, and broaden my horizons. So if again, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but give me a couple that I should see.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there are 47 this year, and they're grouped into seven different programs. They're all so good. I think the documentary program is particularly strong this year, so that's six short documentaries, and there's one in there. It's a world premiere of a short called Balloon Fest, and that's a found footage movie. It's all news footage from 1986, and it was this balloon festival that Cleveland put on, and the idea was that the city of Cleveland was going to release the world record amount of balloons into the sky all at once. So it's sort of, and that comes with some human and environmental consequences. So it's just a 7-minute movie, and it's about this balloon festival that took place, and it's sort of the consequences of the hubris of middle America.
That sounds
very
cool.
Balloon Fest. I love that one so much.
And for 7 minutes, that's an investment I think anybody could make.
Yeah, I think so too.
I am too busy to waste 7 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
No, that sounds wonderful. Well, guys, it is. It sounds like another wonderful fest. Congratulations on the 52nd year of the Chicago International Film Festival. Runs October 13th through the 27th. Go to chicagofilmfestival.com. Or call 312-332-3456. All the information. It's happening at the AMC River East 21322 East Illinois Street. Go check it out. You will not be disappointed. Sam Fletcher and Alex Vasquez, thank you so much for your time this morning, and best of luck with the fest.
Thanks very much.
Take care. My pleasure.